Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol yeh bivro.
Amen.
Siyata Nishmai, we turn to the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Noach. And we've all heard many times discussions how to interpret B'dorosov. I'd like to share with you a gematria that I saw in Rav Dov Elias, Pnina Mishulchan Gavoa, building on a beautiful Hora brought in the name of Rav Chaim Bolin, and also by Rav Henkin as well. And that is that we turn to the very outset of Parshas Noach, and what do we read? Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tomim haya b'dorosav. Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik writes Targum Unklus, and Noach was a Gevar Zakai Shlim, writes the Biskarov. And we see that he was Shlemus, a Tzadik who is Sholem, a Tzadik and Talmud. But clearly, again, if the Torah is describing Noach, and with these two modifying adjectives, obviously there's a difference between them. What is a Tzadik and what is a Talmud? We'll start with Rav Henkin. And Rav Eliach brings B'Shem. And Rabbi Yosef Elio Henkin, a tzaddik is the term that typically refers to bein odom lechaveiro, someone who beikar is a tzaddik lebrios, a tamim is a tamim l'shamayim. So explains Rabbi Henkin Givaldik. And we had in Parshas Noach two wicked doros. And we have the Dor HaMabul and we have the Dor HaFlogo. And we know clearly the Nekudas HaChilik B'neim was that Dor HaMabul wasn't about rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as it was the total breakdown of the fabric of society. And there was no Achma, no Sholem V'Reyes. It was Chamas, Klei Chamas. It was all about what? A gezela, it was all about destroying the core interior of what it takes to build a society. Hamela, leumas, and contradistinction to the generation. At the outset of Parshas Noach, how evil they were, and their midos beinonim lechavero. Amashenke Noach, he stood out, he was a tzaddik lebrius. And then we have, as we fast forward to the end of the Parsha, the Dor HaFlogo. And we know that they weren't utterly annihilated, no eradication. Why? And because there was Sholem Aleichem. They had Sholem, they had Achdus B'neim. What was the problem? At Kukul and Avodah Zorah. There was a lack of what? Of Tmimus Ligami HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Rala Shemayim, but they were Tov L'Brius. Dor HaMabul was Rala Brius, and not necessarily Rala Shemayim. Hamela, what's the Hargosh and the Posuk of? That Noach was a Tzadik and Tamim? He was a Tzadik, Tamim, Haya B'Dorosav. And the two Doros, he lived through two generations. The Dor HaMabul at the beginning of the Parsha, and the Dor HaFlogo at the end of the Parsha. Klape, the rishis of the Dor HaMabul, he was a tzaddik, because he stood out, he had midas tovus, he still cared about society, he didn't have a kukul in the character traits. And lumos, the end of the Parsha, and the Dor HaFlogo, the era of dispersion, and Noach was a tamim, the umasam, and he was a vada tov l'shamayim. And what's the raya? Continues from Haken Givaldik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, you know why I'm saving you? A famous kasha, what happened to Tamim? Hashem, you were made at the beginning of the parsha. He was a tzaddik Tamim, Ayyub Darusav. What happened to Tamim? No, when we look at the entirety of his life, in a chanami, when you bring the Dor HaFlogo into the picture, and they're both on the radar screen, that's with the Rosav, Losh, and Rabin, Dor HaMabul with the Dor HaFlogo, then he's a tzaddik vis-a-vis the context of the Dor HaMabul, he's a tamim vis-a-vis the context of the Dor HaFlogo, but when Hashem says, I'm saving you from the Mabul, Havada, there's no Indian, there's no point whatsoever in bringing about the fact that Noach was a tamim. What do you mention? And he doesn't mention tamim. The reason the Mabul was coming was an Onesh, because the Dor HaMabul was Ra Lebrius, and he was saved because of his Tzikert Lebrius, not nothing to do with his Tamimus of the Shamayim, and that's why it's Tzadik Lefanai, Abador Hazeh, and that's why yet not just Tzadik and the glaring omission of the modifying Tamim, but it's Dafka what Bedor Hazeh. I'm only looking B'miuchad Bedor Hazeh as opposed to Bedor Rosav. When I look solely through the context of the Dor HaMabul, Mabul. Anoch was saved because Leumas Derishis Bein Adam Lechavero. He was a tzaddik Bein Adam Lechavero. And then he cites the name of Chaim Bolin, similar type of art. He says, Chaim Bolin takes us to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara state, Tamim Bidrachov, Atzadik Bamaisav, right? So Chaim Bolin, Atzadik typically connotes someone who is righteous through his Maisav. And works out nicely. What is the Tzadik? Atzadik is the Maisav. A Maisav Tovim, the Lomad Rashi says, based on the Medrash of Bereishis Rabba, Sheikar told Hashem, Shol Tzadikim Maisav Tovim. It's Gishmak. The Argosha, the spotlight again, is turned on the Tzirkus of Noah. The Tonos of a Tzadik are his Maisav. Because tzirkus is the term that often is interwoven with the highlighting of the ma'isim. Mashenkin Tomim is Deus, Hilchos Deus, are you in the Ribono Shel Olam? And Mela writes a Chaim Bolin, a same type of thing. Anoch was a tzaddik in his ma'isim, Bein Adam Lechavero, and he was a Tomim Haya, Bideos, and Bidarosov in the two doors within which he spanned, and within which he lived, the Dara Mabul and the Dara Flaga. Hashem tells him, though, Oskarisi tzaddik funny Bidarosev, and that's why I'm saving him. And then he cites a Gemaldiga Gematria, and he says, Yeshamotsu Siyoto Ledeya Hanal. And there are those who bring a gematria raya to bolster the above. The word bidarosav is gematria dor hamabul v'dor haflaga. And what's darosav? Your generations, when we take into account all the generations, both the dor hamabul and the dor haflaga gematria, dor hamabul v'dor haflaga, he's the tzaddik in the context of dor hamabul, and he's the tumim in the context of the dor haflaga. That's Rav Henkin, that's Rav Chaim Bolin, and in Rav Alexander Freeman's Mayona Shatoro, he brings Kemat to the same exact vart, and he brings the B'Shem Rabbeinu Mari Kari, Hazal, not the B'Shem Chaim Bolin, but he answers that's the Diyak again, B'dor Hazeh, and that's why he only mentions Tzadik, and he doesn't mention the idea of Tamid. So I'd like to add on to this Gevaldig Vart, Mari Kari, Rav Chaim Bolin, Rav Henkin. I'd like to add on the following that Siyanta Nishmai just hit me before Mincha. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Sota now from Mechesim and Beis. The Gemara says, based on a Pasuk, Rav Lozer Darshins, Ami Garon Letzadikim She Yizbazbe Shulchan and Los Alovo. And why is it that you sometimes find that a tzaddik can get out to Olam Habo and Eim Mekablim Schar Sholeh? And he might be missing something. His Olam Haba might be lacking. It could be Gavaldig Tzadik. And yet, there's Shulchan, the table upon which they eat, and they bask in proximity to the Shekhinah, Allah Salavu, they might be missing a little something. And what's going this deficiency? All right, so Velozer, Katnus Shahaya Bahan. And the Kanis Lakdashi, the Kanis Emuna. How what Kanis Emuna Shahayban Shalom Amina Ba Kodesh Baruch Hu? And there's something lacking in their Emuna. I understand if they're lacking them, then they're not a grosser tzaddik. And then they're not a tzaddik. And you're a tzaddik, but you're missing a little bit in your emunah. Then you're not a tzaddik. And Teretz is what? Tzaddik, the focus is ma'isim, is made on the chavero. And why is it that a tzaddik's going to be lacking? Is it tzaddik? And because the ikrad kosh is, the tzaddik is, a margish is made on the chavero, the pu'ulas, the ma'asim toivim. Elo told those same shal tzaddika ma'isim tovim shalahem. Ibrid the emunah. And that's a different ballgame already. That's Tamim. That's Tamim Medeus. A tzaddik might lose out because he might be a grosser tzaddik, but he might be missing a little bit in the tmimus. And now let's end on the following. We mentioned in the past that we have two lavim in the Torah mentioned in the parsha of Tzitzis. Gemara in the end of the first parak of Brachas, bottom of Yabez and Yabez, and we have Los Sesuachrei Levalchem Yacharei Neche. And there are two negative commandments couched in the context of the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, and the parasha Tzitzis that was incorporated along with Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And why Davka these two Los Haseis? So years ago, with Siyata Shema, we wanted to suggest as follows. We have Ach Barak, these two Los Haseis, planted in our parsha tzitzis. What are they? Lo suchrei levalchem yacharei nechem. Hazu here avera. Hazu here avodah zarah. And what is going after your eyes, having them led astray by inyanim of gili arayis? And what is inyanim not of znus, but of avodah zarah? Achrei levalchem yacharei nechem. Minus and znus. Why these two? So we wanted to suggest, how do we create the Metzius of Tzitzis? And where did we get the tzitzis that we have today? Let's go later on in Parshas Noach, Parak Tes, Posuk of Gimel. Avayikach Shem v'Yefes vayichasu aser saviyim. Shem and Yefes went together and they covered over the nakedness of their father. Afrek Rashi Alpi the Brachos Rabba Parak Tes Posuk of Gimel. It should have been the plural conjugation vayichu Shem and Yefes moilosh and yochid. Malarich is Shemnes amitz b'mitzvah yaiser. Shem put more kaiches. He initiated. He put in the chazak v'yamatz. Hamelo, he gets what? A beget shel tzitzis, tala shel tzitzis. And Yefes gets what? As their names clearly indicate. Shame, the name, is a person of the essence. He looked at the essence of the bizoyim to the neshama mibifnim. And by lying in such a state of drunken stupor and in that nakedness, Hamelo, shame, the person who looks at the essence, he got a talus which gives cover to the neshama. Hamashek and Yefes, Losh and Yofi, the superficial peripheral beauty. He's looking at the Chelek Achitzoni, Yovan, the descendant of Yefes, Yovan. There's no Pnimius, the Maral writes, and their mitzvah and Osios, Yovan, the three letters in the Aleph Beis, that have no space in between. It's Yud, Vav, Nun. And what you see is what you get. It's the same thing all over again, buried into the ground. That's Yefes, that's Yovan. He looks at the nakedness of the physical body, Mida Kenegan Mida, when the Ruchni is Tikkun Neshama leaves, and that's going to be that he's going to be covered over. He's going to be zochah to kibura, which is a cover to the nakedness of the body after the neshama already departed. Okay? So we have the talus of tzitzis that Malki Tzedek, that Shem gave us. Where do we get the chutim of tzitzis? And that's why we don't have a kasha, the cheskuni, the kliyakar, know this point is how. We have a gemara twice in Shas, sota at the bottom of Yedzayinim and Aleph, chulim peitesim and Aleph, adarash ravo, when Avram Avinu said, michut v'atzruchnal, and we rezeichet to chutim shel tzitzis. And where do we get the tzitzis strings from? From Avram Avinu. He said, because michut v'atzruchnal, he said to Mel Sadom. So we have the talus, writes the kliyakar, the talus came from Malki Tzedek Shem. The tzitzis come from Avram Avinu. And we have the famous Devar of Rome's Kasha, Simon Chafei, when he asked him Rashi, Baba Kamate, Simon Beis, Rashi says, Hidr Mitzvah, Talus no. Frankly, Talus no. There's no mitzvah in the Talus, it's in the Tzitzis. Zokto Shaiming, Rashur Shaim, no, but Kuliyamimoni, that if you take a Talus and you create it and make it a part of the Tzitzis to serve Achrak, this is not Stama Begin Biyamo, but I'm fashioning it from the outset to be Mishtadev and Mitzdari to the Tzitzis at the form of Tzitzis and the Mountains and Din Hidr Mitzvah. How do we form the Talus of Tzitzis that we have? Amalki Tzedek Shem got us started. Avram finished the process with tzitzis. Phineas Daiti, it's very geschmack. There are only two times that Avram and Shem joined forces. The other time is the Medrash and Rashi's Rabbi and Avram Tazayim had the name Yerushalayim. Hamalki Tzedek calls it Yerushalayim. Avram calls it Hashem Yira. Hashem says, I'm going to make a pshara. Join Hashem Yira and Shalayim at Yerushalayim. Zogter Meir Simchan Meshach Chochem at the end of Ayira Parecha Beis Pasha Gedalit. And what's the tzirub? Shem was living in a door where there was a kilkul and midos beinonim lechaveiro. Shalayim, he was Malki Tzedek Yerushalayim. That connotes a sense of Shalayim. He was Shalem, that's why Beis Dino Shoshem goes through Al Arayas, Gemara Nevodazor, that's the whole lineage of Shem Beinan Melchaveiro. He's Shalem. He looks at the city of Shalem, he focuses on the Midos. Shalemus and Midos. Avram calls the Hashem Yireh. Mashkiach Hashem, the first philosopher who said there's a God who's controlling and watching everything that's going on. Ayin Oz and Shamas, Afinias Daiti, who's Koveya the Shem Tzitzis? Where do we get the Chutin of Tzitzis? Avram Avinu, why is it called Tzitzis? A famous post Yashir Shiran based test, Bira Gro brings it. Why is it called tzitzis? A mate it's minacharokib. Because Hashem is gazing, Hashem is staring. Who gave us that? The first philosopher who taught the world, Hashem Yireh. Hashem sees everything that's going on. Alphinius Taita, how do we create tzitzis? A Malki Tzedek on the one hand who looks at the Midos. Shlemus beinon lechaveiro. Avram Avinu looks at the Shlemus beinon lemakom Hashem Yira. Which two are the soul of, and we have couched in the context of the parsha tzitzis. Ahira veira, hira avodah zara. Keneged hira veira, beis dinos Hashem goes to al arayis. That's why we have that losasay. Beschus what Shem brought to the table, and beschus what Avram Avinu brought to the table, Hashem Yira. That's kaveya the Shem tzitzis meitzitz min acharokib, and that's hira avodah zara. And mamash they came together the same way. Alpi the meshachokma. and Chabesha Dalit. They came together by Tzitzis, and they come together now as well. And when it comes to the parsha of Tzitzis and the name Yerushalayim, and they come together in its mamash kishmak, and now we can add on what's Shem's name? Malki Tzedek. What was his essence? Tzedek. A Tzedek like Rav Chaim Olin, like Rav Hankin. A Tzedek is the Pulos Masiyas, the Masim Toivim. That's Shem, that's Malki Tzedek, that's Shleimus and Midos. Avraham Avinu is what? Aselech Lafanai Tomim. I want you to walk in front of me, Tomim. The Hargosha of Avraham Avinu is Tomimus. Is Keneged the Avodah Zorah, that shame. Malki Tzedek, that Tzidkus. And then we have Avram, who's the walking, always walking the Fanai Tomim, walking with the Abister, the Tomim. And those are the two Milas, Noach on the one hand, and created a Malki Tzedek, a shame that's Dor Mabul. And Avram Avinu only on the heels. When I finish side the Dor Mabul, inside the door, Aflogah, then I get to Lech Lecha, now ready to read about Avram Avinu, who bought it full picture. And that's the Tzitzis. Avada, the Tzitzis needs the Tal. But it was only the tziruf of the two together, the shleimus and the minus of El Chaveru, the tzikus of Malki Tzedek joining forces with the tmimus of an Avram Avinu, and the deus, that's the tzedek, that's the tomim. Avram Avinu carries this vice. Now, this place.